Welcome to the Revision Path Podcast, the showcase of the world's black graphic designers, web designers, and web developers. I'm Maurice Cherry, and before I get into this week's interview, I wanted to thank all of you who entered the iPad Mini and Apple TV giveaway that we had going on last month. Everyone who's entered will receive an email letting them know about the winner, so just hang tight on that. I also wanted to thank Go Media. If you remember, we featured their new book, Drawn to Business, for a crazy discounted price a few days ago, so I hope you were able to pick that up. This week, I talked with Stephen Topsy, a Los Angeles-based programmer. Here we go. Okay, so tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Stephen Topsy. I'm 32 years old. I'm a graphic designer and web designer and also a programmer. And I've been doing that since I was about 15 years old.
Okay, so you're kind of a hybrid designer-developer. Is there any one in particular that you sort of sway more towards?
I actually prefer to do programming more than I do design. But for what my ultimate goal, the two are sort of need to be married, because I like to do interfaces,
mm-hmm.
or like front end interfaces for even applications or websites. And so the two really go hand in hand for me for where I'm, you know, trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wouldn't say that one is more important than the other. I mean, design is definitely an important aspect of what I do in terms of working on front-end systems. But I like coding a lot better than I do design, even though I love design. I love being mixed in the code. And there's design in code as well.
Right.
So.
What programming languages are you working with mostly?
PHP is like my rock. Like any web developer will tell you, PHP is pretty much the rock of where you are. But of course, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, Java. And I'm also learning Objective-C right now, and I may go into learning SharePoint for some future applications. But right now, PHP heavily, HTML, CSS. And Java and Objective-C are the main ones that are in my repertoire.
Okay. Yeah, from what I remember, you're kind of more of like an iOS Apple head, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I see a lot of opportunity with the iOS platform, but learning Java actually puts me in the right place to develop for Android as well. So I would say I'm open, as far as development, I'm open for both. And as a user, as far as being a user, I prefer to use iOS.
Okay. Outside of work, are there any sort of other projects that you're working on, like any personal projects?
Yeah, I have one project that I can't say too much about, but I'm working with another entrepreneur friend of mine. It's a Java-based project we're doing, we're making a CMS system for a slew of local colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's going to be used to manage their students. Basically, it's a system that will manage taking their students from student status into employee status. We help them find. This program is going to help them find jobs and keep track of what's available in the community for them while they're in school.
Okay.
So that's a project that I'm going on. Other than that, that's about it for now outside of work.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about sort of, you know, who some of your influences were. Did you have any sort of mentors that helped you along the way as you got started with programming and with design?
I had a professor in high school, and when I was in 10th grade, Professor Shoes, he was a big help for me in terms of my design knowledge and my design skills. Because basically, he was a history teacher, but he allowed me to use his computer to do whatever I wanted, so long as I got my work done. So I would go to class with him, get my work done, and then use my free time to start working on HyperStack programs, which was my first foray into web design, really. So I would give him a lot of credit, because he allowed me freedom to get on the computer and start exploring. So I was a high school teacher, was a big mentor of mine.
Okay. Are there any designers or developers out there that you're sort of look at now for mentors or for like inspiration, that kind of thing?
There is a, and I can't remember his name, but you remember the designer that that kind of garnered fame during the Obama campaign in 2008 for doing the famous Obama poster?
Shepard Fairey?
There you go. I like his story a very lot because he was sort of making a name for himself, starting off really small, and basically got himself into a good place pretty early on and does good work. So I like what he does.
How do you keep motivated and inspired with what you do? Because it sounds like you say you're doing some design, some programming, it kind of all kind of marries together. How do you sort of keep going with that?
Well, one of my favorite things to do is something I actually learned a long time ago as well, which is to keep a portfolio of interesting things that I find. So if I find a magazine article or an ad or a business card or anything that I think is inspirational in terms of how it looks, the design, the concept, I'll keep it and I have it stored in a portfolio. I actually have a portfolio from years back that just contains all kinds of things that I've saw that have captured my mind along the way. And whenever I need inspiration, I'll go visiting through that and pull up some ideas. Now sort of that's morphed into more into an electronic space. So now I do screenshots of websites, I'll do, basically any sort of, I take pictures of my iPhone all the time of things that I think are well looking, even screenshots of applications that have good interface designs, and I'll save those as part of my portfolio. So when I need inspiration, I go clicking through there. The other thing I do is I go to meetups in the community. There's a lot of meetups around LA for graphic designers, and so it's really easy to go out and talk to other people about what you need or what you're working on. And so whenever I get stumped, going to those meetups almost always helps me because there's just a lot of good ideas out there.
What are the names of some of those meetups?
So if you go to meetup, well, one of the groups that I'm a part of is AIGALA.
Okay.
That's the American Institute for Graphic Arts. And in the LA wing, it's pretty big. They do all kinds of events throughout the year. And so that would probably be the biggest one of all of them. But then some of the other meetups from meetup.com are like, there's one that I go to called Drupal LA.
Okay.
And that one is heavily based about Drupal, but it is design based as well because a lot of how you approach your projects for Drupal based projects anyway, you have to sort of have a goal in mind. So going to those meetups there help you organize conceptually how you want to approach the project, and that's very helpful for me there as well.
Okay. So aside from the meetups, that's actually something I was going to ask, but have you been to any sort of like development or design conferences or hackathons or things like that?
No, but I was considering going to, there's a DrupalCon. I'm a big Drupal developer. You'll hear me say Drupal a lot.
Okay.
There's a DrupalCon that's coming up next year that I was considering going. That was going to be my first major conference that I've gone to outside of LA, AIGA LA. Again, that one's every year. I haven't seen that one, but DrupalCon is the first one that I have been considering going to for quite a while.
And where is the one next year? Is it in LA or is it somewhere else?
No, it's in Chicago, I believe. At least the last time I looked up, it was in Chicago. I'll have to verify.
Okay, if it's in Chicago, you should meet up with Frederick Mitchell, who's someone else that I interviewed for Revision Path. He's a big Drupal person. He's spoken at a few Drupal cons. If it's in Chicago and you're able to go, you should meet up with him. I'll exchange that information so you can meet up with him. But he does a lot of stuff with Drupal.
That'd be great. Yeah, I love meeting other Drupal guys. It's a community within a community, really. So, yeah, that'd be great.
So you say you kind of started out with design and stuff in high school with this teacher that you mentioned. What was kind of your big like aha moment when it came to design or it came to programming where you realized, you know, I understand this, I get this, this is what I want to do?
So on that teacher's computer, he had a program called Hyper Studio. And Hyper Studio was a Mac-based program that allowed you to put together these interactive programs, basically, called HyperCards. And basically, it presented itself. It was what I guess you would call it, sort of say, was the presentation software before PowerPoint became really big. But it was much more robust and professional in terms of what you could do so long as you were willing to learn how to code. And I was at the time was a huge fan of Aaliyah, still am. And so I had a project that I wanted to work on for class. We had to take a musician and showcase the musician. So I used Hyper Studio. I went in and I collected all of these pictures of her and performances and information, background information, and I put them together in Hyper Studio and made an interactive presentation all about her. And it was really cool because you could, program it to advance to certain cards at certain times, or you can put buttons and interface elements in there. And so it was really cool because you can jump around and get to certain parts and interact with the program. And once I completed that, I got so many compliments on how well it looks, but also how well it was, how well it functioned, that I thought there was something there for me. That was pretty much the spark.
Aside from the project you mentioned earlier, is there anything that you've just been working on for fun?
For fun, yeah. I do a lot of little odds and ends projects for fun. Nothing really that you would know of. It's all personal stuff, but I have a little interactive, I guess I would say, showcase that I've made on my computer, which basically takes all of the music that I have, scours the MP3 tags for the artist, and then pulls down Google searches and pulls down images for the artist, so I can have a gallery of images for all of the musicians whose music I have on my computer. That's a little fun project I did. It's kind of cool, but that's about it, really.
Oh, nice. So it sounds sort of like what's that program? Music Brain, I think, is what it's called. Something similar to that. I think it does something similar to that, where it looks at the ID3 tags and the MP3s, and it can pull up like web page information and stuff. I think it's something like that. I haven't used Music Brain in a few years, so it might be a little different, but I think it's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you weren't programming and designing, like, what would you be doing? What would you sort of fall back on, I guess?
On purpose, or sort of what opportunities present themselves to me outside of design?
Let's just say on purpose. Like, if you, like, say you started out in high school, and I mean, like, are there any other sort of interests that you have that you would do if you weren't programming or designing?
I thought I was going to be a scientist. Well, there were two major fields. I thought I was going to go to be a scientist when I was really young. I was interested in chemistry and so I thought I would pick a field in the sciences. And then once I realized I wasn't going to do that, I was also interested in writing. And I used to write a lot. I haven't been writing lately. But I think if I wasn't really wrapped up in doing coding and design, then I would probably try to concentrate more on doing writing, something with writing. Even if it was just writing reviews or whatever. Anywhere from some sort of that type of writing up to writing fiction or something like that is what I would probably go into.
Okay. So speaking, I guess, a little bit, can you tell me a little bit more about how the tech scene is in L.A.? I know you mentioned AIG L.A. and Drupal L.A. Overall, what is your opinion, I guess, of how the tech and design scene is in Los Angeles?
In L.A., it varies a lot. You can go from very small, unheard of, nobody sort of mom and pop designers all the way up into really large print houses that are, you know, well known and have and well established. So the scene out here kind of really varies. You can really get any range of designer is available out here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty diverse, I would say. And then also not even just with like print design and web design, but also with video and motion graphics and even all the fine arts. The scene out here is pretty huge. If you want to find something in particular, there's a really good chance you can find it out here in LA. So I would say if I had to choose one word, it would be diverse. It's a diverse scene in LA in terms of the range of design abilities and styles and popularity. Yeah, it's pretty diverse.
Okay. What are, I guess since you started becoming, I guess, a professional designer and developer, what are the three most important lessons that you've learned since sort of getting into the industry?
From the programming aspect, which weighs heavily on design, because you cannot always accomplish your designs if you don't know how to program certain aspects of your idea. You know, so I would say, as someone who does design and programming, one thing for sure is to stay up on the latest programming trends, because that's going to usually give you a leg up on what you can accomplish in your design.
Mm-hmm.
Two, groups, like I mentioned earlier, the meetups, those are a valuable resource, especially for someone coming up. I would say if you're a new person, definitely get yourself out into the community and meet local designers and local people that follow the same interest you do, because usually in those groups they range from beginner to intermediate to pretty advanced, and there's a feedback loop there where the new people can provide sort of an interesting perspective for the veterans, and the veterans provide sort of experience and information to the new people. So I would say look into the groups. And the third thing, third advice. Pretty hard question, actually. Third piece of advice for a new designer. When you start working with people, when you actually start taking on projects, spend a lot of time on developing and honing your contract. It's going to save you from some heartache or some headaches that sometimes come in working with in a freelance world. Clients don't always know what they want, and sometimes they do, and they don't know how to articulate it. So having a contract makes things very clear, because it lets the client know exactly what they're paying for,
mm-hmm.
and it lets you know exactly when your job is done. Without that, I find that you end up either working a lot more than you're being paid to, or the client feels like you owe them something that you don't. So I would say spend a lot of time focusing on how to build a proper proposal when working with a new client.
Okay.
And learning how to ask them for what they want and getting clear details on that as part of your proposal is very good advice, I would say.
Where do you see yourself in like the next 5 years? Do you think you'll still be in LA doing what you're doing now?
Probably still in LA. Although that's not a lot for sure.
Uh-huh.
But definitely in some metropolitan area where design is big. So you will not find me in 5 years in some small, low populated area of the country. I'm definitely going to be in a major metropolitan area for sure. I am focusing right now on mobile applications. What I really want to end up doing is carving out a niche for myself to do interface design. And so taking what I've learned on the web, combining it with what I know with design to create interfaces for mobile applications. And the project that I mentioned earlier that I'm working on with a friend, that's the part I'm doing. I'm taking my design skills and I'm putting together the interface that's going to control the application.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really want to sort of parlay my experiences of doing all the time. So front end development, much more heavily in the front end development, specifically in the mobile space. That's where I see myself heading in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to kind of wrap things up here, where can our audience find you online?
So you can find me at Steven Is Now on Twitter and also on Facebook, Facebook.com/Steven Is Now. And I will get back to you with my website once I have it ready and polished up.
Okay, yeah, I'll make sure that all of that will be in the show notes and everything.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, Steven, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for this interview. This was great.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for interviewing me.
All right.
All right, man.
And that's it for this week. Big thanks to Steven Topsy, and thanks to you for listening. Revision Path is a 318 Media project. If you like what we're doing with these podcasts, you can help sponsor the show. Contact information will be located in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.